This is Priscilla Lenora Miles with Crystal Clear Ministries. And ladies, I had mentioned to you that I'm going to speak about romancing your man with God. Now, the first part is the agape love. And the reason why I have to share with you the agape love, I'm going to be transparent, okay? Is because of the simple fact is I did not have good relationships with men. And what do I mean by that? You know how we are when we were young. We looking for love in all the wrong places. But with the agape love, God said, I don't need you to look for any love. I got your love. I got everything that you need right here. And that's what he kept telling me. I got what you need right here. But no, you know how we are. We got to look for love. And then you get caught up in circumstances, you know, that you can't get away from. And so you put yourself in situations at a young age that you end up getting your heart broken. Not just once, not just twice, but too many times. Then you get to the point that, you know what? I don't want to deal with any men. Now, how in the world are you not going to be able to deal with men and love a man in the way that God wants you to if you keep getting hurt, putting yourself in the circumstance, and then loving the man, giving him your whole heart, and then you realize they don't love you the same? You now can't stand the brothers, or you got to hurt with the brothers, or a hatred with the brothers, or anger with the brothers, to the point you say, I ain't romancing nobody, I ain't giving nobody my heart ever again. But God said, that is not so. That is not going to happen. First of all, let me teach you young ladies how to love your man, how to love them as unto Christ. And the only way to do that, guy, ladies, I had to learn how to love him. I had to learn how to love God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind. And I did think I was doing that before. Now, come on, ladies, we in the church really believe we're doing that. But God had to show me, nah, you was playing me. You know how we think that the men are playing us? We were playing God when we was putting man before God, treating man as though they God, and not treating God as though he's the heavenly Father for us. We forgot our first love, and our first love is him. Ladies, when I realized how much I allowed my heart to get broken because of my own passion for man instead of my passion for God, it changed my world around. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your heart and your mind and your soul. I started loving God with all everything that I have. Passionately loving him so much the way that he passionately loved me and died for my sins. When I gave my all to him, he helped me learn how to love a man again. It took time. I told you I've been betrothed for years. And the reason why I've been betrothed for years is because I had to be healed from all that hurt and pain. Not just healed, but I had to be made whole. Now, I can love a man with all of my heart. I can love him. And he has a piece of my soul. Yeah, I can love a man in the way God wants to. Me too. But the only man I'm loving like that is the man that he has for me. No more looking for love in all the wrong places. Child, I've been abstinent and celibate for 17 years. Why? Because my passion belongs to the man that God has for me. And he'll get the passion that God gave to me, gave back to me. And this is more pure than it was before. You know why? Because I got God on my side. And I got God showing me exactly what I need to love that man. If God said, hold up, that's enough for that brother, you guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold up. If he say, girl, I don't care what he did, I want you to love that man, then that's what I do. The difference, ladies, now, is I got the Lord helping me with it. Not no fictional. Not no, I think he said. No, I'm on my knees praying without ceasing. I'm in the word of God. I'm gathered around the people of God. And I know when God is speaking to me to help the passion I need for my man. Yeah, I can passionately love him with an agape love. The kind of love that God gives me. Amen. God bless you.